تكبر ملائكة السماء السلام على من ذرية الأنبياء السلام على يعقوب الدين السلام على منازل البراهين السلام على الأئمة السادات السلام على الجنود المبركات السلام على الشفاء الذابلات السلام على النفوس المصطلحات السلام على الأرواح المختلسات السلام على الأجساد العاريات السلام على الجسوم الشاعبات السلام على الدماء السائلات السلام على الأعضاء المقطعات السلام على الرؤوس المشالات السلام على النسوة البارزات السلام على حجة رب العالمين السلام عليك وعلى آبائك الضالين السلام عليك وعلى أبنائك المستشهدين السلام عليك وعلى ذريتك الناصرين السلام عليك وعلى الملائكة المبادرين السلام على القتيل المظلوم السلام على أخيه المسموم السلام على عدير الكبير السلام على الرضيع الصغير السلام على الأبدان السليبة السلام على العدوة القريبة السلام على المجدلين في الفلوات السلام على النازحين عن الأوطان السلام على المدفونين بلا أكفان السلام على الرؤوس المفرقة عن الأبدان السلام على المحتسب الصابين السلام على المغلوب بلا ناصير السلام على ساكن التربة الزاكية السلام على صاحب القبة السامية السلام على من طهره الجليل السلام على من افتخر به جبرائيل السلام على من ناضاه في المهد ميكائيل السلام على من نكثت ذمته السلام على من هتكت حرمته السلام على من أريق بالظلم دمه السلام على المغسل بدم الجراح السلام على المجرع بكاسات الرماح السلام على المضام المستباح السلام على المنحور في الورى السلام على من دفنه أهل القرى السلام على المقطوع الوتين السلام على المحامي بلا معين السلام على الشهيد الخطيب السلام على الخد السليم، السلام على البدن السليم، السلام على الثغر المقروع بالقضيب، السلام على الرأس المرفوع، السلام على الأجسام العارية في الفلوات، تنهشها الذئاب العاديات وتختلف إليها السباع الطاهيات. السلام عليك يا مولاي وعلى الملائكة المرفرفين حول قبتي الحافين بتربتك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم. I showed that first movie to remind us that where the Karbala and where the Ashura is, and we are not in our imaginations only confined to these words of ziyarat and to this only Christ for in ourselves. So we have to remember those people who have their lands, and their days is Ashura and Karbala. So that inshallah the least of the which we can do is we do pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that He brings our Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam and help us all to be His followers and to be with Him in whatever He does and in whatever He asks us to do. I seek the help of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam in also in what I have prepared for you today for the session 3 Ma'rifat al-Nafs, 15th of February 2009. I have sent you the files, if you have received it or not, I don't know, because I usually send this around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon of today. What I thought to spend some time on it, to be the issue of, I know all of us, either we have faced these questions or we will face this question in the future, especially with the type of the issues that we are studying and we are trying to learn. Sometime it will occur in our mind, what are we doing, what are we learning. I discussed about this issue five, six months ago, another time, when somebody had told, some of our elders people have told to some of the youngsters here that these are all kufriyat, so I had to come and put a special session to explain what we are learning. I thought it's appropriate now that we have also few other newcomers to our class. I talk about the same thing but in a different approach now. So for those who have heard it, again, don't worry, it's not going to be so much boring. Is there different things that I want to say about it? This question, fundamental question, is always there. Do we have to learn philosophy to get closer to Allah, or do we have to learn Irfan, or do we have to go and learn Hikmati Muta'aliyah, which is, I go to each one of them and explain you in brief, because there are books written on it. This is by itself also a vast topic. What is philosophy? We listen first, we hear what Plato has said, or Aflatun. Plato has said, philosophy is that very valuable joy. And then that very valuable joy is, when you go to further to other things, what other people have said, Will Durant, which is a contemporary historian, not so much philosopher, but he might know philosopher, but I don't know him as philosopher, because I am not familiar with his works of philosophy, but I have read his historical books. He has got 34 or 35 volumes of history of civilization. And he says that joy is only understandable for the seekers of ma'rifat or knowledge. That joy that Plato is referring to. That is the joy of philosophy. Mullah Sadra, which is the latest of all those people, not Viladrant, of Muslim ones, who has brought the whole new thing into this issue of philosophy and Irfan, which we will discuss it, which is called Hikmati Mutaaliya. He says philosophy is seeking perfection of nafs by knowing the reality of the things the way they really are, through logic and not by imitation or taqlid. This is what he says about philosophy. So basically, this is probably a translation of this Arabic statement which I said last week, that Sayruratul al-falsafa Sayruratul alam al-aghliya muzahiyan alam al-ayniya, to make, to change your mind into the way the universe exists outside, so that we, what we think about it is exactly what is out there. That is the meaning of this English verse I just said. Abi Sina or Ibn Sina says philosopher is the one who wants to explain the existence by intellect or aql, and for this he does not need anything else such as revelation, faith and religion. I have only one doubt here. I'm not 100% sure, because when I read the last part, I'm not sure whether this is from Avicenna or not. But this is, in general, this is one of the famous definitions of philosophy. Philosophy is to explain the outside world with your intellect, with no support of revelation, wahy, or religion, or any faith. That is very simple simple definition of philosophy. But basically, another, I have not said it here, there is another definition of philosophy. I don't remember who has said that, but philosophy is making yourself, make commonality between yourself and Allah by learning the ilm of the existence. Making commonality and closeness between yourself and Allah by learning about the existence out there. That is another definition of philosophy. Our issue is not to research what the philosophy is. I've just mentioned a few things. Philosophy of East, which is Islamic philosophy, and I'm not talking about the Western philosophy. Philosophy of East have got two very fundamental branches. You might hear these things maybe in your other studies. One is Mashayis, or in Farsi we call them Mashayin, or the name of the philosophy itself is called Mashya. This word Mashya comes from the word Mashi in Arabic, means walking. And the reason is Aristotle, who was the first Mu'allim, the first teacher of this type of philosophy, who brought and he regulated mantiq and all those basic fundamentals, he used to walk when he was teaching to his students. That is why it was his philosophy was called Mashya. Otherwise, there is no relevance between the core meaning of his philosophy and the name of the philosophy. Mashya, as opposed to, there is another philosophy, which an important provocator of this philosophy in Islamic era is Abi Sina or Ibn Sina, who is known for being a Mashya philosopher. There is another philosophy called Ishraqi, which is, Ishraq means something, some sort of light beaming through from within. That means Ishraq. Ishraq means, I'm not sure if I'm wrong, Dr. Muhammad, correct me. In Arabic, when they want to say, they say Shuruq al-Shams, means the beams of the rays of the sun. So Ishraq means the beaming through of knowledge. Plato was the founder. I would say, when I say founder, this is not probably very exact, because all of these people we talk about Arastu and Aflatun and these type of people, they have had their own teachers, and they say their teacher of the teacher of the teacher, if you take like that, it goes to who one was called Hermes. And they say Hermes has been a prophet. And he has, I have forgotten his name in Islamic name. If I remember, I will tell you. He's one of the prophets that we know of. But in Greek, they have called him Hermes. Maybe it's Idris, maybe. I'm not sure. So he is behind, or is these teachers, his knowledge, until it reaches to Plato and Aristotle. So Aflatun, I call him here the founder of, from what we know, this Ishraq, philosophy of Ishraq, which is, philosophy of Ishraq says, you use your aql, but you need a personal irfani experiences to acknowledge that. So it's not aql alone, it's not only the intellect. Because they say aql can go wrong. So Ishraq is, says that what we find out by our aql must be acknowledged through and by personal irfani experiences. And what is irfan? That was basically simply, in brief, that was philosophy. That was types of philosophy. And irfan. Irfan does not rely merely on knowledge. And gives a lot of importance to amal, or action, or performance. Irfan says knowledge is the result of amal. So when you do amal, then you gain knowledge. That is basically the principle of Irfan. And if you go, of course, if you go and do a studies of Irfan, the history of Irfan, I'm sure I know one person in this class that has read a book about the history of Irfan, especially Allama Tabatabai or Shahid Mutahid has got a nice book about it. You will see different groups of people who have come with Irfan. And they have the different branches of Irfani people exist. From Hassan Basri, and you name it, from Mansur Hallaj, and we have got Irfani people like Mansur Hallaj, who said Anallah, and he went on, they hanged him, and even while he was on the rope of hand, he was still calling, there is nothing, La fi jubbati illallah, something in those lines, there is nothing except Allah in my clothes. So there were all different types of urafa. We are not, and I do not qualify personally to say which one is right, which one is wrong in those people. But I have a gut feeling.